Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Press release. The visit to Azerbaijan, a step towards pushing for normalization with the Jewish entity, which will be a stab in the heart of the Ummah. Translated. A diplomatic source in Damascus stated on Saturday that a direct meeting will take place between a Syrian official and an quote-unquote Israeli official in Baku on the sidelines of a visit by Syrian President Ahmed al-Shara to Azerbaijan, according to the Agence France-Presse, AFP. The source, who is familiar with the talks and preferred to remain anonymous, said, quote, there will be a meeting between a Syrian official and an quote-unquote Israeli official on the sidelines of al-Shara's visit to Baku, unquote, noting that al-Shara will not participate in it. He mentioned that the talks will revolve around the quote-unquote newly established Israeli military presence in Syria, referring to areas in southern Syria and the Jewish entity's forces have penetrated after the fall of Bashar al-Assad's regime more than 7 months ago. While Damascus has not officially announced direct talks, Syrian authorities have acknowledged since taking power in December the occurrence of indirect negotiations with the Jewish entity, claiming that their aim is to contain escalation after the Jewish entity launched hundreds of raids on Syria's military arsenal. Numerous and increasing signs indicate steps being taken to push the option of normalization between the transitional administration and the Jewish entity. There are hidden agendas behind the visits that converge on a central goal, legitimizing the presence of the occupying Jewish entity as a state, in addition to delivering a harsh blow to our people in the Blessed Land in general, and in Gaza in particular, those who had hoped that the people of Hashem would support them after Allah honored them with the fall of the tyrant Bashar's regime. Adding to all of this is the taming of what remains of the Ummah's will, which had once looked upon the revolution with great respect and admiration for its slogans. Today, it sees that what is happening is far from its aspirations, slogans, and constants. Normalization with the Jewish entity is a break of the Ummah's will and a fatal stab in its heart. It has become evident to every person with insight and vision that normalization is not a quote-unquote political necessity, nor a quote-unquote tactical step, but rather a decline beyond decline and a fall like no other. It brings humiliation in this world and manifests loss in the hereafter. Above all, it is a betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, the blood of the martyrs and the sacrifices of the sincere. It is a reversal of the Ummah's principles and an effort to tame it in line with the Abraham Accords, turning the conflict with the Jews from one of existence to one of borders and geography. Let those who walk around this dangerous slope and deep abyss know that, throughout the years of the revolution, while confronting the machine of killing and crime that spared neither humans nor stones, the Jewish entity played a pivotal role through security and intelligence support for the defunct regime, especially after the regime's henchmen exposed the relationship that linked them to the Jews. So should the response to all this be a reconciliation and normalization, or should we hasten to obey the command of our Lord and support our brothers and sisters in Gaza? We warn of the danger of what is happening and call upon the people of the revolution in Hashem, those who have offered convoys of martyrs, detainees and displaced, and who have written epics of heroism, patience and sacrifice, not to remain silent about being dragged into the swamps of normalization, which even the criminal defunct regime dared not openly declare for decades. Normalization is treason. It is a dangerous trap and a mark of shame on the forehead of those who pursue it, promote it, or remain silent about it. Therefore, the people of the revolution and Hashem in particular and the sons of the Ummah in general must speak their word, declaring their adherence to the principles of their deen, which clearly define how relations should be with those who usurp part of the Muslim lands and slaughter its people. Everyone must speak out and firmly and strongly confront the projects of liquidation and normalization, for remaining silent in the face of this great danger is a grave crime. We are certain that the end of the Jewish entity is near, by Allah's permission, and that will not happen except at the hands of a sincere divine leader and truthful soldiers who seek the pleasure of Allah the Almighty and establish His rule on earth. This will only be under the Raya, banner of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate. Until Allah permits this matter, know that life is made of stances, and whoever does not stand today against normalization will be recorded in history as one who betrayed, a betrayal that time will not erase.
والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
and Allah is predominant over his affair, but most of the people do not know. Surah Yusuf, verse 21. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.